The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and whatever else we feel like talking about. And there's a lot to get into. It's a Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today? 713-780, ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Or join us on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975, and you can comment there, and we will continue the show on the breaks just for the Twitch people. So if you want to hear some of the goofy crap that goes on.
Do we think that was a successful venture yesterday?
Yeah, it seemed to go well. Do you not want to do it today?
No, I'm okay with it. I will say I was exhausted. Like talking during breaks, it's tiring.
It is, but, you know, gives those guys a little something special. So, We will be doing that again today.
And we'll everyone has left our Twitch.
Oh, yeah? Well, if there's nobody there, we're not going to do it.
Well, not everyone. There's like 77 people there now. But Josh made a big push. And what'd they get to, Aaron?
267 was the top I saw it at.
Do you think that we can beat that today if we push?
I think if we push and we keep encouraging people, yeah.
Okay.
My goal is let's hit 300 before the end of the show at one point.
Okay. Will you do me a favor then? Tweet out the link to our Twitch. Let people know we're on Twitch and we're going to be talking to Twitchers during the break, and let them know we have to beat 267, or we suck.
Or we I'll tell you what. If we don't beat 267 today, we're just not going to do it anymore.
Oh,
how about that?
Oh, well, that's a bold strategy.
No, I don't want to do that because I kind of like doing it.
We've already jumped up 14 people, so okay. I mean, we're on top of this thing.
Well, what will we do if we get past 267? We need to give the people some motivation here.
Fred will take his shirt off.
I will not take my shirt off. Why is it I'm always the guy who has to do stuff?
What do you do?
Well, I mean, every suggestion you always have is, oh, Fred will do this, Fred will do this.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I've eaten crow.
That was before me. That doesn't even count.
Yeah, it does count. You were here.
I was
here for that show.
So I was here as a guest.
You were here for a tryout for a job you got, so therefore you were here.
No, doesn't count. So, I was still employed by another. I was working for Clear Channel at that point.
Well,
now iHeart. I was working for Big Bad iHeart.
But yeah, we'll think of something. We'll do something on the Twitch just for the Twitchers.
Astro Rascal says, shave your head, Fred. You can shave your head.
Nope, not going to shave
that
my head.
That wouldn't work?
Nope, nope.
It would grow back.
Yeah, it's taken me a year to grow it to this point, almost. So, no, not happening.
Okay.
Come up with something else.
It says you guys shouldn't turn the channel off between shows. That's why people are gone. Do we do that?
Yeah, we turn it off because it resets. So every time Twitch records while you're live, so we turn it, we stop it in between shows. So each show is its own individual video.
You.
So if somebody says,
"Hey,
I missed Josh's show on Thursday," they can go back a week later and go, "Okay, Josh on the 23rd," and they can find just Josh. They don't have to weed through all of our programming.
Okay. Space Goes Coast to Coast says, wow, AJ reads the Twitch chat now. I'm trying to become more involved with Twitch. We're, as a station, we're making a concerted effort. And
maybe we should go with Stay Sportsy Twitches?
Maybe we can do that. We're already up to 150, so okay. That's good news. So I want to start off the show on a sour note. How did you know? Like, was there a moment in your life where you said, "Welp, I'm old now.
No, I mean, it's just been gradual. It's like the little stuff that pops up where you say, you know, I'm pretty bleeping old. Like little things like not being able to lose weight as easily, you know, waking up and, you know, being having your knees be sore, just little crap like that. Not being able to, you know what, I'll tell you what, it was probably about 5 years ago when I was playing basketball and I realized that that really nice first step I used to have, you could time with a sundial now.
Okay.
That was one. And so basically I couldn't get by anybody. So I just devolved into a shoot threes guy. And I sucked at that point, too. So I guess that was probably it when I realized I couldn't play basketball anymore. I mean, I can play. I just can't play.
Okay.
Why?
It went from 150, and now it just dropped back to 70, and now it's going back to 153. What's going on here?
I don't know. Well, let me just stop you first. Stop texting in that I get maced if we get to 300, because that's not happening.
No, we got in trouble for that.
And... stop putting this on me. I am not doing anything stupid like that.
You're the one who said, we should do something
Guess what? You should do something. How's that?
No,
let's clarify.
No, you already started out with we. I'm going to tell you about my problems, and then you'll realize that I'm in no position to do this.
Well, tell me about your problems.
So the last couple days, I have had some pain, and I did some research today, and I was like, what is going on? I thought maybe... I had hurt myself on a bike ride or something, but I think I've narrowed down what my issue is, and it's an old person problem. So now, as we sit here, what's the date today? Today is July 22nd.
Year of our Lord, 2020.
We're about 35 days from my 40th birthday, and I realize that I am already old. I'm not even 40, and I'm old. Because now, mind you, I'm not a doctor. I didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Did you go to WebMD?
I may have gone to WebMD.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I have gout.
Oh, that is an old person thing.
And so what it feels like, I don't know if you remember this, but when in my very first MMA fight, I push kicked the guy and my big toe got caught under the rest of my foot and I didn't realize it at the time. And like I was so full of adrenaline. The fight lasted like 93 seconds. So the doctor checks me out and he's like, how do you feel? Is everything all right? And I'm like, yes, everything is great. I feel amazing. And I go backstage, and then I'm taking off my gloves and my hand wraps, and I look down, and my big right toe is pointing towards my left foot. And it's like, it's clearly just snapped, and it almost looks like
the John Jones one.
It's really, really gross looking, and it's black and purple, and it as soon as I saw it, it was really, really painful. So the adrenaline suddenly wore off. It was like, oh my God, this hurts so bad now. So I think I had to take like 3 months off from training. It sucked. It was difficult. I feel like that's happening to my big left toe now. Except it doesn't, like, it's not broken. It's not snapped in half. It just feels kind of that way. And every step I take, it's like, ow, ow. And I was like, what the hell is happening to me?
Could just be an infection.
From what?
I don't know. I've actually had that before where it felt like I thought I had gout. And I just, like, I had a toenail that grew the wrong way or something. And it got infected. So it was really painful.
So this doesn't hurt on, like, it actually doesn't hurt on the toe itself. It's like the ball that's right below the toe, like the big joint around, like where my big toe starts, where my big toe would meet my foot. That's where it hurts. And I'm pretty sure here's some of the things that it says that may cause gout.
Okay.
You would be a middle-aged man. Well, I believe I now fall into that category of middle-aged man, 39, almost 40 years old. So that's number one. I'm already ticking off boxes. Two, you aren't at an ideal weight. Yeah, I'm probably 25 to 30 pounds from my ideal weight. So that's two boxes checked.
Okay.
Three, you eat red meat often. That's pretty much all I eat.
Right.
Sometimes I'll have chicken, but it's almost every single day I eat cow. And like, I'm not talking like, oh, a little bit. No, I eat like a lot of cow. Four, you drink alcohol regularly.
Yeah, that's
okay. And so again, I'm not a doctor, but based on this, I'm pretty sure that I've got gout. I'm pretty sure. So the great news is, it says it flares up for a week or two, and then it goes away. And it also says if you get some of those things under control, like maybe if I lose some weight, or maybe I reverse age, like Benjamin Button, then I could manage my gout, and it could just go away on its own. They say there's some supplements I could maybe take, but it's kind of bad timing because I'm about to go to Oregon, and when we're up there, I'm like, I'm hiking, I'm like climbing mountains, I'm doing all this outdoorsy stuff.
You're getting thrown into government vehicles without anybody showing a badge?
That's Portland only. There's nothing like that going on where I'm going.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, none of that there. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm officially old. So if anyone has any advice on gout, how to deal with it, how to manage the pain, or how to not have gout anymore would be really preferable. Again, or if you're a doctor and you think, oh, AJ, I don't think you have gout based on what you're describing, then I would love to hear it. And we'll take calls, texts, tweets, whatever. Just someone to help me is what I'm asking.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. And when I'm saying we should do something, if we can get to 300.
We're not getting to 300. We're at 155.
No, people are going to sign up because we're going to talk about stuff here on the break that they wouldn't hear on the show. But I'm thinking something like we'll do shots or something like that. That will help your gout, too. More alcohol. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. What you create, you need to know your place. Because it's about to get paid.
It's about to be on. You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my friends over at TGS Insurance. Guys, you guys have done a great job making TGS one of the fastest growing insurance agencies in the state. They are growing rapidly thanks to you, and also thanks to their great system, because they've already shopped the home insurance policies for everybody in our area. So they know what you can be saving. All you got to do is ask them. It's just simple as that. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You'll reply back, and they're going to send you a full quote. They're going to send you all the terms of coverage. And usually, if you're anything like me, you're going to save a ton of money. I saved over $1,000 annually on my homeowner's insurance. And not only that, I actually started getting better coverage while I saved over $1,000. The average customer saving over $900 a year, and they'll get you out of your old policy, get you refunded on that. They're open right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving now.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This is why I'm glad we have the Twitch, because I'm going to slowly phase out the text line. Had to turn off the Twitch channel. Fred looks like a troll. Bothers me.
Well, that's incredibly reasonable.
Yeah, I get that. On the other hand, go bleep yourself.
J.A. Patel says AJ looks like Dana White. That's not very nice. Josh's people said I looked like Fred Durst.
Yeah, well, you've got that before.
Yeah.
So
that's not exactly a that's not something you're looking for. Let's talk to Dave. He's been on hold. Dave is a doctor, and he's going to tell me about my gout. Hello, Dave. Dave?
He's backing up.
No, Dave's having a medical emergency. He's having to take care of someone else.
Somebody's dying of the Rona. Well, don't keyboard cat the doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Dave.
Yeah.
Dr. Ethan is also on the line. Hello, Doc.
Oh, hey, I am not a doctor, but
thanks for playing along with the bit there, Ethan. You've really helped our radio show. Okay, what do you got?
But if it's hurting really bad, man, you got to go to the doctor and get some prednisone. It's a steroid. But then if you want to try to combat it on your own, go to your local nutrition store and get you some black cherry extract and just start chugging it.
Chugging it? Do they have that at Whole Foods? I think they have cherry extract at Whole Foods.
Yeah, I just get mine at like a GNC or just a local place over, you know, in the strip center.
Is it like a liquid? Is it a big bottle?
Yeah, not a big bottle, but, you know, I mean, it's a big bottle of it, and then just start drinking it. It actually tastes pretty good. Drink it all.
Can you OD on it?
I have not. Doesn't mean you can't.
You know, that's concerning. Yeah, I don't know how to handle that, but all right. I've heard a lot of people say cherry juice, cherry extract, cherry supplement, so that may be what I go with.
Yeah, they make it in pill form, apparently, but like Vitamin Shop has 16 fluid ounces of black cherry concentrate for $11.
Okay. But cherry pie? That seems like it would be...
I mean, that's it. Like maybe I'll have some cherry beer, some Creek.
I gotta figure out if we've got alcohol. We've got to have some alcohol out there.
There's got to be some here.
Yeah, I this is kind of my fault because there was a time I would keep a bottle of something in my office and then everybody drank it.
Yeah.
So I quit doing that, but we'll figure it out. But if there's a doctor out there who wants to tell AJ that you should, if you're going to go to the doctor, you should go before you take off for Portland. That's for sure.
Well,
because if I can give you something that's going to make it better while you're off hiking. And the other thing is, while you're there, I'm sure if you just smoke enough weed, it won't hurt.
Well, that's going to happen, certainly. But and so it's not going to feel as bad. But I could do that here, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I'd like something that would make it where I can also...
Tyler's got us covered, of course.
Okay. Right. Well, there's something that we can drink. You know, not that we're pushing for it, but... That would be a celebration if we could get to what? How much?
267 was what I right. saw.
Let's just say 300. We want to get to 300 on the Twitch channel, which I know we can do because we've done it before, except we had hot chicks in here.
Yeah.
And that offset us. So we're 171 right now. So if we can get to that, we'll celebrate.
Okay.
So 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if I can read this or not. Justin says cherry pie. He doesn't need any more red meat, Fred.
Nice.
Okay. So do we have a doctor? We have a doctor?
Yeah.
It says doctor. It doesn't say.
Dr. Quinn. Oh, that's Dr. Medicine Quinn, woman. Medicine woman. Hello, yeah. Dr. Quinn.
Yes, sir. AJ, best thing to do, and this may hurt just a little bit, and this will cure. This is an all cure all. Is just get your foot amputated, and I'll get hang up on this.
I'll be honest. That was a thought that I had last night.
In Dr. Quinn's day, that's what they would have done, right? They'd have just chopped it off.
That's actually not
Sorry, cowboy.
Listen, when I was weighing out my options yesterday, that was up there. I was like, oh, well, maybe this could work, chopping off my foot. And, you know, I decided that, maybe that wasn't the best call, but it definitely was something that we considered.
Okay. That was not a doctor, though. I'm going to go.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Well, he may have been. But
he could just be like Dr. Nick. He's like just a really terrible doctor who gives horrible advice.
Yeah, that's either that or he's one of those guys that gets paid extra for amputations. And you come in and say, hey, man, I've got a jam my finger playing basketball. Okay, we'll cut it off. Boom. That'll be $10,000. So, Not the greatest advice, but okay. It was funny. 713-780-3776 if you want to call in. We'll be happy to take those and jump on that Twitch channel. And for you guys who've been listening on the stream or on the app, I think it sounds better on Twitch. Plus, you can also sign up for the Josh Innes show there.
So, let's talk to, who's this, Dr. Alex? Is that right, Aaron? Dr. Alex? Oh, Dr. Albert. Hello, Doc.
Hey there. Just wanted to let you know, had gout most of my adult life. It's colchicine will flush out the uric acid, and allopurinol will maintain lower levels so you can drink and eat the red meat.
Where do I get those things?
Yeah, you got to go to a real doctor.
Oh, I don't want to go to a doctor. That's the thing. I just want to go to like the farm, like the Walgreens. Or GNC or something. I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't like
glucosamine and a lot of water.
Okay. And also, mind you, it's not easy to get to the doctor right now with corona times. And like, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, what if the doctor says my gout is so severe that I'm going to need to take up an ICU bed, and then, you know, I get thrown into the numbers. And we have to come on the air, and Fred, while I'm in the ICU, Fred comes in and says, oh, ICU beds are full.
101%.
Full-blown disaster.
And it's all because of one guy.
Yeah. And then now I'm part of the problem. So I don't want to be part of that problem.
A couple of things. A couple of people have said Arkansas milk cures everything. You could do that.
Maybe so. And, Astro Rascal says, make Fred lick AJ's gout when we hit 300.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That's not going to happen. But also, my gout, it's not unattractive gout. Like, when I was looking at pictures, that's part of what concerned me, was that a lot of the pictures, the toe is like bulbous and swollen and red. And mine just, and now it's the first time I've ever had it. So maybe if it goes untreated, it could eventually turn into that. But mine is just, it looks pretty normal. It's got a little bit of like bruising looking to it, but it could also be because I've been,
and,
you know.
Well, he must be new to the show, because you're probably not aware that I hate feet more than anything on the planet and will not get near any of them, male, female, or otherwise. So that suggestion, not happening. And 713 says, chop off half your foot and become a kicker for the Saints. That's a,
I could do that.
That's a throwback. So, all right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and be really great if you guys could jump on that Twitch channel. We're up to 180. We're trying to get to 300, and you're getting some extra off-air content. So during the breaks, We're having fun with the Twitch crew.
Go over to Twitter for a minute.
Oh, I like this.
Lamont says he's surprised I had this gout conversation with Fred. He says he dumped a female because she had gout. I was young and didn't know what kind of STD that was. I don't think gout is sexually transmitted.
Well, and maybe if you're Rex Ryan and you're doing all that foot stuff, it could be.
That's possible. Black Pat says gout was considered the sickness of royalty in medieval Europe. So that's a positive. It's because they got to eat so much red meat and drink so much mead and wine.
And also have sex.
Yeah.
I was watching that Roman Empire documentary, and the one about Caligula. There was like four episodes about Caligula. I really wish I had been a Roman emperor. That seemed like the life. Of course, they all get murdered after like 3 years by their friends and senators.
Right.
But that seemed like the life. That would have been a good 3 years. Somebody says you should do the Teladoc live on air if we get to 300.
I'll probably just be on hold for a good while.
Well, but we could still just do the show, and then if you get the Teladoc, Listener Steven says, what about bald Natalie Portman's feet? That I would make an exception for. There's always exceptions.
A lot of people now asking about my shirt, which, let me look at the full view. It does say, like, if you look at Twitch right now, it looks like it says colon, but it actually says colonizer. So that's my white privilege shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My white guilt shirt.
I'm getting ready for Astro season with my Kiss My Asterisk shirt.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. That makes sense. I started that New York Against the Mafia series that just dropped today. And it's different because it's done from the perspective of the police and the FBI and all the guys who caught him. And so far, not that interested.
Okay.
I think it's
not working out.
Well, first off, and no offense to anyone who's in the FBI who might be listening, when it comes down to the Mafia versus FBI, I'm Team Mafia.
Okay.
And I know all these stories because they're all the same guys that we've heard about 1,000 times, and they've been done. There have been documentaries done. There's that whole Mobsters TV show that goes into them in depth. There's movies about them all. So you know all the stories. The difference here is that it is the FBI agents talking about how they did this and how they did. And so some of it's interesting, but it's kind of like, damn, man, I'm Team Mafia. This is like watching The Enemy.
Well, I actually, because I'm home alone, I watched 3 episodes last night. And this show, if there's a show that makes the FBI look feeble and useless and like a giant waste of money, watch the documentary about the Unabomber.
Oh, I've seen it.
The Unabomber, yeah. In his own words.
Yeah.
I mean, now, to be fair, the Unabomber was, I mean, a genius level dude. So this isn't like just some, you know, typical serial killers are, like, there's a handful of them that are above average intelligence. Like Ted Bundy, I think, was like a pretty smart dude. But for the most part, they're just kind of outcast sexual deviants. And they're often well below average IQ.
Why are you looking at me when you said all those things?
Well, because I'm talking to you. Oh, okay. But Ted Kaczynski, he wasn't interested in women. There was discussion on that show that he was quite possibly a virgin. Like, that's pretty wild to consider. And he was in Harvard at age 16. He was basically Doogie Howser. And then he left Harvard because he wanted to go, he wanted to fight the power, basically. Okay. And he moved to Montana, and where he tried to fight the power. And he actually did fight the power, yeah, for about 30 years before they could catch up to him. But, the FBI, who's recruiting the best and the brightest, I don't think they had one guy in the FBI smarter than Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, as I recall,
spoiler alert, it took Ted Kaczynski's family snitching on him for the FBI to even solve that crime. They would have never found him, I don't think.
Probably not. And that's not the only example of the FBI having its struggles. But what they did here, well, actually, in this one, it makes them look kind of bad, because in the first episode, they were explaining how none of them knew what the RICO laws were.
Yeah.
So they had to go to a class to learn RICO. And when they did, that's how they were able to figure it out and go after all these guys. Jason said he watched World War II in color and Oliver Stone's Untold American History back to back, and it was fascinating. Yeah, that Stone thing is really good. You got to keep in mind the perspective he's coming from, obviously, because he's very, very liberal and very kind of anti-government. But there's a lot of good stuff in there, and it's a good perspective to get. And I prefer the I don't know if it's greatest events or what, or biggest events of World War II in color was better than the World War II in color one, which they're both on Netflix.
Right.
So I would check that one out. I think you'll like it better. At least I did, because I learned so much from that I'd never heard before. But 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody on Twitch channel says, watch Waco. You know, that it's funny that thing keeps popping back up. And it was on, I don't know if it's Paramount Network or AMC or whatever it was, like 3 years ago. That's when I watched it.
Yeah, when it came out.
Yeah, now that it's on Netflix, it's like it. A lot of people are seeing it for the first time, and they go, "Hey, you got to watch this." Like, yeah, I've been there, seen it. I pretty much watched everything now, officially.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool that this thing dropped today, and I was able to watch a few episodes. But, you know, I was skeptical going in just because there's so much on the whole New York Mafia out there. It's really hard to do something new. I mean, I applaud what they're trying to do. But is it wrong that gangsters are sexier than FBI agents? At least to me.
It's not wrong. It's just that's just how it goes sometimes.
They're just more interesting. From gout to the mob to FBI to serial killers. Now, never know what to expect from the Blitz.
That's right. I gotta tell you guys, I don't think we're getting to 300. We're only at 171. I mean, to his credit, Josh has spent some time building up an audience on Twitch. We can't just show up and beat Josh on day two of Twitching. But
why not?
It just seems unlikely. That's all.
Well, we'll keep trying. I think the 5 o'clock hour is where we'll do our best.
Okay.
So we'll try again there, and we appreciate the guys who are on there, and you know we'll keep doing cool stuff on the breaks. I don't know what now. The next break I won't be here because here's one of those little inside things. I have to record a new spot. So,
well, I've got to take a leak, so I guess I'm just going to have to wait.
Well, tell you what, if it's that pressing, I'll wait till the next break.
That'd be preferable. Like, you take this one and I'll take the next one.
Fair enough. You just tell Michael Carroll he can hold on for 15 minutes. So,
a lot of people calling it the Kung Fu gout, the invisible Chinese gout.
Ooh, they're
blaming gout on China, and I haven't even had Chinese food in like probably a month, so I don't think it's Chinese.
It's the Kung Flu gout, the Kung Fu gout. Yeah. So, 713-780
ESPN. It could be Thai.
Ooh, yeah, you've been eating Thai food.
Because I have had Thai food a couple times, but no Chinese.
Well, everything's coming out of China these days.
That's true. That's the easy one to blame.
Yeah, so I think you should. Did you see that they closed down the consulate here?
The Chinese consulate?
Yeah,
in Houston. I didn't know that there was one here.
Yeah, there's one. It's over by, I've ridden my bike by it 100 times. It's over in Montrose.
I always see the Mexican consulate. Yeah, they're on that's 59.
Right on, yeah, it's right off of.
And what's the difference between, so there's a consulate and what's the, an embassy. What's the difference?
Well, that, I think there's only like one embassy in each country.
Okay.
In consulates, I think you have several. I don't know. I don't pay that much attention. I just know that I when I'd go biking through Montrose, I think it was over by St. Thomas. That's where the Chinese consulate was. And Trump ordered it shut down and said, get the hell out of here. Oh, so, basically the government said that United States will not tolerate China's violations of our sovereignty and intimidation of our people. President Trump has said enough. We're not going to allow this to continue to happen. They didn't say what it was, but apparently the firefighters went there last night and were turned back because they were burning all their papers, which I guess is a common thing for, at least in the movies it is, when you're about to, like in Argo, they were burning everything, as I recall. But Marco Rubio said China's Houston consulate is a massive spy center and forcing it to close is long overdue. What are they spying
on
here?
Marco Rubio says that?
Yeah, what are they spying on here?
So an embassy is a...
What's Marco Rubio know about what's going on in Houston?
He said it's not a diplomatic facility.
He can't even tell black guys apart that he's worked with.
Ooh, he says it is the central node of the Communist Party's vast network of spies and influence operations in the United States. This needed to happen. Spies in Houston? I mean, what are they going to do? Go back to the Chinese baseball league and tell teams how to bang trash cans? Is that what they were spying on? I'm just curious. I don't know. What were you going to say, Aaron?
I was going to say an embassy is the diplomatic mission generally located in the capital city of another country. A consulate is a diplomatic mission located in a different major city that's not the capital of whatever country they're
in. Is there only one consulate per country, though?
I don't believe so.
Because, like, I know there is a the Indonesian consulate is over off Richmond outside the Beltway. I've seen the consulate for the Philippines and one for Peru and one for Mexico here in Houston.
I think we have one for Canada here, too.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that.
By the way, is Cron.com trolling Ted Cruz?
I don't know what the hell they're doing,
So the article, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, John Cornyn share strong views about the closing of Houston Chinese consulate. Did you see the picture of Ted Cruz that they used?
No. Oh, man, come on, guys.
I think they're purposely trying to make Ted Cruz look like the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, hey, here's some good news from the from Cron.com. Texas breweries now may keep patios partially open again, according to TABC Option.
Oh, now that everyone's been laid off.
Yeah. So apparently they have changed that decision, which was a horrible decision, I might add. But I just went to cron.com to see the picture, which you already showed me, and that story's on there. So plus I wanted to see how they can continue to write headlines about how bad things are with the Rona and ignore the fact that the cases have been going down the past few days.
Right.
They even had a story on there that says, basically saying that the hospitals aren't as full, that the cases are going down, but it's false. Don't believe it.
So don't believe that cases are going down.
Yeah. You're not supposed to believe that, AJ. Okay.
Gotcha. So. You know what you should believe? That Carbach is great, and I hope that the patio opens back up at Carbach. I hope they can employ as many people as possible because they're all good people over there at Carbach, and they've all got one mission, and that is to satisfy your thirst and your craving for delicious, sweet Carbach beer. And that's why they work so hard at making something for everyone. And they like sort of the entry-level craft beer, what I have found a lot of people love when they start drinking craft is Love Street. I would also say the Little Cella and Vive Cella would probably be good. Would be good entry beers. Crawford Bach is really nice if you're into something a little heavier. And then if you want to go with IPAs, they've got a lot of different kinds, like the Hopadillo, which has a lot of the bitterness. The Rodeo Clown, which is more like a barley wine than an IPA. They've got the Light Circus, which is hazy and has almost no bite to it. But they've got something for everyone. Check them out. Find Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter to see everything going on. And when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you pick yourself up some Carbach. Let her friends know. In the Ville, and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine or Vincenzo's.
Me and my amigos got that free smoke on the West Coast. Yeah. This is The Blitz, on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Well, I'm back on The Blitz. Late hits, Patrick Creighton. Is Jason back yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. There he is. Just walked by and pointed at me. So Jason Braddock is back. Means he does not have the Rona. And then Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 9 o'clock. So it'll be good to hear Creighton Braddock again on my way home. And Philip sent me an email saying medical, industrial, and manufacturing technology is what they're trying to steal. Now, that makes sense. Especially, well, we have one of the biggest energy, this is like the energy capital of the country for the most part. We're also kind of the medical capital. So that kind of makes sense.
I don't know if you – we'll take 30 seconds of this real quick. I don't know if you caught a little bit of Soccer Matters on the way home, but Glenn swore off everybody who was giving you crap for trying to talk soccer and said that they're not real fans if they don't want you actually talking and promoting the game.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's because Glenn has spent years promoting soccer.
Oh, he referenced you hiring him at the Chronicle.
Well, yeah, and not only – this is for you soccer snobs out there. Not only – When we hired him, he was just doing a general soccer column. We split that up. He did a Dynamo column and a regular soccer column. So there was like two of them. We also did an entire page of every week of soccer in Spanish.
He brought that up too.
All of which happened on my watch. All of which happened working with Glenn and all trying to help him promote the sport. And so he's been getting on me forever. And I finally decided, you know what? I'm going to give this a chance. And then I get into it. and a bunch of dickweeds want to get on my ass for it. So here's what we're going to do. If you want to hear soccer talk, listen to Soccer Matters, because Glenn is the best. I'm not going to do it here. I'm still going to watch the games and enjoy them, but that's it. 2@1 said a few months ago, a researcher in the med center was caught selling info to China.
I mean, it'd be cool if I could find someone selling black market gout medicine. How about that?
It'd probably be pretty easy.
We know anybody who can do that?
All right, so this is sort of soccer, so Snob, tune out for a minute. Apparently they had a big meeting yesterday to see whether or not Houston's going to be one of the World Cup cities in 2026.
Okay.
Which, if you're not familiar with it, they're doing U.S., Canada, and Mexico are doing a joint World Cup, which is going to be kind of cool. You'll have games in Mexico, Canada, and the U.S.
Why did we share that? Why didn't we just take that for ourselves?
I think it's kind of cool, actually. And I think in a perfect world, you'd rotate it like from those three, and then one year you do like Europe, and then one year you do South America, and then forget everybody else, including you, Asia, because we're really pissed at China right now.
What about Africa?
You know what? They can fly to Europe. It's close.
You may want to be a little more sensitive in 2020.
Well, I'm
not. In fact, we should just give this year's World Cup to Africa.
There's not one this year.
Well, we should give next year.
Actually, Qatar has the one in 2022.
It's pretty close to Africa.
Yeah, that's close enough. So,
well, they should get the next three or four.
No, they shouldn't, ever.
But what about Australia? Oi, oi, oi.
Well, you know what? Australia is kind of like, they're like Canada light or England light. So they can just go to Europe. Plus, Australia is not good at soccer. And they, like, if it's the Rugby Cup or something like that, that's a little different. But, no, they had a meeting yesterday, and the Houston Sports Authority is trying to get Houston to be one of the U.S. cities in 2026. So, can I say something that might be unpopular?
Okay.
I think the Houston Sports Authority has done a really good job on the whole. And they're not going to like this because they're hypersensitive. They got so mad at Barry ripping them over their Hall of Fame that they quit writing for Sports Map. So they're not going to like this either. But if they can't get the World Cup, which would be the biggest thing to come here in terms of economic impact and everything up, bigger than the Super Bowl, because we're talking about a worldwide event. If they cannot get Houston to be one of those cities, they're failures, and they will have failed. I don't care what else they've done. This is the biggest thing that's ever been on their plate. So no extra pressure, guys. Don't screw this up. That's my soccer
team. Okay.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I just, you know, I think if we're going to be out there going for these things, we need to, we need to be fair and need to be critical. And that's what Glenn always says. Sometimes you need pressure. Well, I'm not going to talk about the Dynamo, but this I'll talk about. This is an event. Go get it.
Yeah.
But Buddy is watching in big screen mode. Yeah, his screen looks a lot like our Culture Map office. We've got a big screen in there. And I don't think that the Culture Map people liked having the show on in there when we were doing it before on Twitch, excluding Stevie D and Eric Sandler. They're cool with it. But the rest of those guys, I don't know. Not so sure. But, yeah, I don't know about this 300, man. We're down to 160.
Oh, no. Yeah. We've lost. All right. Well,
I'm going to wait till after 5 o'clock. I'm going to push it till 5:15. If we don't get there, then okay. No alcohol for us today. Because we could take a team shot with all the Twitchers. Everybody who has some at home, they could do a shot too. And all you have to do is go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. Adam asked, are the Blue Jays going to find a home stadium? It looks like they're going to play at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. That might get announced today if it hasn't been already.
I think it fell through.
Let me just say this. I get that you make it to the big leagues, you want big league facilities. But playing in Buffalo, like it's your place, you're not inconveniencing anyone else. Is it really that awful? There's no fans there. So, like, you want to go to a major league park so you have nicer locker rooms? Wah.
Yeah, I don't think that was it. Some of the problems with Buffalo had, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't the locker rooms or stuff like that. But if you're not familiar with the story, the Canadian government said no to teams coming in and out of there. And they, because they've actually got the thing under control up there. I don't want to say it's something that Canada's done better than us, but of course they only have 30 million people too. So it is easier to keep 30 million people from dying than it is 330 million. But they the border's still closed, so like I can't even go up there. Although, did you see that couple that drove up there and they told them they had to quarantine for 2 weeks and they just basically paraded around Canada and did whatever they want? They got fined $1,000.
Yeesh.
So, so the Blue Jays are going to have to find someplace here in the States. And it's different from the hockey because once those guys get there, because they're doing it Edmonton and Toronto, once the players get there from the States, they have to stay for 2 weeks and be quarantined and be part of that. So that's different than having major league teams come in, you know, for, 30 games. Well, I guess you'd have 10 trips, basically, averaging out three-game series. So, yeah, so they're just trying to find a place to play. And I thought they had that deal with PNC set up, but I guess that their other idea was play in Florida. And that doesn't seem like a good idea right now at their spring training facility. So, yeah.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania Department of Health denied their, appeal to use PNC Park.
Okay, so they kind of have the same problem,
Wait, who denied it?
The Pennsylvania Department of Health.
So it's okay for the Pirates to play there.
And the Phillies.
Yep.
Because I guess the Phillies aren't playing in Philadelphia. Is that the deal?
No, they are playing in Philadelphia. I'm saying it's okay for
the Pirates. Oh, I thought they were sharing a field. Yeah. So
Philadelphia's in
Pennsylvania. Is it because they would be sharing, or is it because they're being nationalist towards Canadians?
So the quote from this article from Pennsylvania Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine, said, to quote, "To add travelers to this region for any reason, including for professional sports events, risk residents, visitors, and members of both teams."
I mean, it's like 30 dudes.
Well,
and they're not allowing fans.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very liberal take. So there you go. That explains it. Wonder where they're going to wind up playing then.
They've got a spring training facility, right?
But in Florida. That's the thing. They're
going to end up playing in Buffalo. They're going to figure out whatever the problem is.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to wind up happening.
And I think that's what it should be anyway.
It's not like it matters whether it's close to Toronto or not. People can't go.
Right.
You know, I guess the players could. Well, but see, they can't go back and forth across the border either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think it matters. They could play here for that matter.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't make any difference at all.
I mean, they could go to Austin and play, take over the, find it. I shouldn't say Austin, but any place that has a newer AAA park.
Yeah, Round Rock.
Yeah. I mean, I was just saying that because Round Rock does have I don't know what Buffalo's AAA park is like.
It's probably not Round Rock's. Round Rock's is nice.
Like, I lived in Nashville, and if you went to see the Nashville Sounds games when I lived there, my high school had a nicer baseball field. So they differ, certainly. They differ by team, but if Buffalo doesn't have a nice one, just find someone who's got a nice field and play it on AAA field.
U of H has got a really nice ballpark. Yeah. A&M has Bluebell Field. That's really nice since they redid it.
Yeah, but then you got to live in College Station.
Yeah.
Yeah, even less risk, probably.
Well, yeah, that keeps you from going out and getting into trouble. So, all right. We're going to take...
Doesn't San Antonio have a pretty nice little setup, too, for the missions?
I don't know what their actual stadium looks like.
Okay.
Well, all right. We're going to take a very quick break. I'm going to go record something, so AJ's going to have to handle the Twitch. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.